Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being involved, being engaged. You've got to be engaged, right? Find out what's going on, get some real information. I love when people spew out the Constitution or what they believe to be what the Constitution says or means. I'd love to ask them if they actually read it with the amendments. Now, Patriot Academy does have, if you head over there, patriotacademy.com, they have a version of the Constitution that actually melts the amendments into them. So you don't have to read and remember the particular Constitution item and then go look at the amendment to see that it was amended to mean something else. So they've actually taken that now and pretty much made it so that you can easily understand it. Without having to go back and forth. And I think that's a good idea. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't really... Look, it's like my argument about the Bible all the time, right? The Bible says to study to show yourself approved, not read it like the Reader's Digest. Which is, come on, be honest. It's what many of you do, right? You go through it really fast. You kind of read down the middle of the page, hoping to pick up the highlights. You know, like that Jesus guy that was born, that Jesus guy that died, that kind of thing, the highlights of the story. But there's so much more to it, isn't it? And that's kind of what, you got to do the same thing with the Constitution. If you saw the clip, I don't know if they were bar owners or what. I think they were the bar owners, right? But if you saw the clip with the bar owners, they were able, are you ready for this? They were able to get the police to leave the premises. Now, the reason behind it wasn't because they were stronger than the police and had more guns. But they had the ultimate tool. They had the Constitution. And they knew their rights. They weren't just spewing bits and pieces of things that didn't make any sense. They were actually spewing the Constitution. They told the cops that I love this. I just loved it. So they told the cops at one point, they said, okay, do you have a warrant? And the cops just looked dumbfounded. And they weren't dumbfounded because they didn't know. They were dumbfounded because they knew that he knew. And the woman from their version of the CDC said, we don't operate by those rules. Oh, my God. You don't operate by the Constitution? What do you get, the Communist Manifesto? Is that what you're using there in New York now or New Jersey or wherever it was? But, I mean, think about it. If he didn't know his rights, those cops would never back down. They looked right at the cops and said, you have to leave my premises. You're not welcome here. You do not have a warrant. You have to leave. And they started chanting, leave now. And the cops left. Now, that doesn't mean they've gone away for good. And my understanding now is some of the laws, so for some of you who think you've got it down, and not that I think I have it down, I actually go ask other people. But the governor's executive orders, right, they cannot trump the Constitution in any way. However, I didn't know this, they can close down the bars, the restaurants, and businesses. Why? Because businesses, bars, restaurants, and so forth they require state-issued business licenses to be open. So they can suspend the license, take the license for the moment, and you can't be open. However, your freedom of assembly trumps everything. So you being home with family cooking a turkey or two or three is okay. It's the right thing to do. And to be with family is the right thing to do. Your church family and your blood family. Think about it. They can't just come and say, well, yeah, we got this flu thing going around. Yeah, we're not gonna let you come together. Too dangerous for you. We're not gonna do that. Do you think our founding fathers were smart enough? I mean, look at what they put together. Don't you think they were smart enough that if they felt that there was some kind of catastrophe to where your rights could be suspended or frozen for a short period of time, they would have put that out there? It would be, for their time, plain simple English. I can't imagine that they were that stupid. That they created such a wonderful country because they were morons. They knew exactly. Matter of fact, they've even said in their letters, they knew that man was inherently evil, so they had to put safeguards in place to keep us from ruining ourselves. Because we'll screw anything up. Because of greed and what have you. You see it in the one party right now. Total power. They want total power at any cost. They are willing to steal and do whatever at any cost. And the funny thing about it is they keep talking about what a dictator Trump is. And what I think is funny is that under Obama, he did so many things that were against the Constitution and illegal for that matter. During the transition of power with Obama, what did they do? They found a way to spy on Trump. How is that an honest, peaceful transition according to the Constitution of power? They did the same thing, some of you don't remember, they did the same thing with George W. When Mr. Clinton left office. They screwed up the computers, they did a lot of things. Real easy transition there too, I'm sure. We just don't do that. And if it's legal, we should start doing it. Whatever's legal, whatever impediment we can put in their way legally, we should do it. We need to stop playing by the gentleman's rules because they don't even know what that means. They can't even spell gentleman. To help me with my anger, Dr. B joins us in the next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about, really, the holiday blues, as they call them. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Mancini, your host.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Check and make sure. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know the drill, right? Do I have to go through this every time, really? No, I shouldn't have to. Anyway, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me usually in the beginning of the week, but I figured this is an important week. For a lot of reasons, not just for political reasons, but this is a time of year where we're told that depression and suicide and all that, they spike during and just after the holidays. This year, I would imagine, I have no like the LA County CDC, I have no proof of this, but this year I would imagine it's going to spike even worse because you have people that are upset about the election. They can't see each other. The cupboards are bare at the supermarket, and I wouldn't even know how to help these people. I have no clue. I'm the guy from the old school that says, "Suck it up, pull up your socks, and get over yourself." But apparently, that might not be the way to handle it, Dr. B. That's probably not the way to handle it, is it?
I don't know anymore. I'm supposed to know it all, right? I've got all the letters after
you're
my name.
You're the doctor. You're the DR. You're the you're the person who spent 20 years in school for this.
It's so I don't even know. You know, I don't, yeah, I did. And I do have some great suggestions for every scenario, and I've been helping people go through it. You know, my mom's in California, right, and I'm here, and she's even struggling health-wise, and so we sent our son, 16-year-old, so he's there helping her out and going to have, you know, make a meal. But it's wild. It's wild to know exactly what to do. And I mean, you've got governors that are suggesting bring your own food, buy like, I don't know, you're gonna have 20 people there. Then you have to buy 20 separate, you know, little dishes for every single, like the green beans and the yams and the stuffing and, go to a cafeteria. I don't know if they have those, but they go, it's just so ludicrous. How is that possibly going to help? I mean, we don't eat off the serving spoon as we, I mean, some of us do, but we can make a rule not to eat off the serving spoon when you're serving.
That wouldn't work in my house. That's okay.
No, I know, but for this Thanksgiving, you can make a rule. You know, and I did some research and it was really interesting. There was an actual national survey done randomly, just randomly of families with kids, and the poll found that over 60% of people, of parents, said that they're going to go ahead and meet in person. Over 60% are over it. I mean, I'm sure it's higher than that, but they're over it. And 90% of them said if a family member had COVID symptoms that they just stay home. It's not a big deal. And they'll bring them a plate of food. But they're going to do it. You know, I would suggest doing the same. I think at this point you have to weigh mental health versus COVID and risks. And of course, if you're at risk, I always say wear a mask, wash your hands more, don't go, whatever you need. I don't even know what works, but to me, we're not getting the flu.
You're the doctor, right? So I'm looking at the numbers, and the CDC even says only 6% of the deaths that have been classified as COVID are pure COVID deaths. The rest of them, they already had serious issues. That's number one. Number two is what is the recovery, if you would, rate when you get it, when you actually have symptoms and you're hospitalized? It's like 98.9% or something like that. It's a ridiculously high amount. Okay, something that we shouldn't even be worried about getting at that point. And then Fauci himself says that asymptomatic people, so people who test positive for it but have no symptoms of it, right, they're not contagious. They can't pass it along.
You know, and I told you about that Texas family that they had an early birthday / Thanksgiving get together last weekend.
Right.
And the way the press makes it, oh my gosh, all 15 people came down with COVID. They all tested positive. And I told you this, that 10 of them had no symptoms, asymptomatic. The rest had mild symptoms, except for one, the mom, who had underlying heart and respiratory issues, was in the hospital for a few days, and now she's out and she's good. So that right there, but the media, oh my gosh, they all got it. Well, yes, y'all probably have it. We're probably walking around with one of the strains. Again, it's the mental health aspect is so severe. And to me, of course, the media is so guilty to me of these mental health issues and causing suicidal ideation. They are scaring people literally to death. Mm-hmm. And these are the calls. These are the messages I'm getting. I don't even have my practice anymore. I'm just doing radio and fielding calls. And people are just like, Dr. B, help, help, help. And it's mostly from California. It's the coast, New York, Maryland, things like that. And I'm just trying to calm everybody down. But it's crazy. Here in Texas, we're pretty chill. If you want to wear a mask, wear one. If you don't, don't. The majority still are, but nobody's looking at anybody about it. No one's wearing one in the car. And everybody's got plans. I don't get the whole car thing
at all.
I think
that if you're driving down the road and you have a mask on in your car and you're alone, you need to seek medical, mental attention as soon as
humanly
possible. Right?
It is the weirdest thing. Like, they're alone in the car. We saw this in Baltimore when we went to Maryland, and everybody's in the car with masks, alone, in their little Priuses and Subarus. And it's just more mental to me. So with that, real quick, what do you talk about? I want to keep mental health at a minimum here. What do you talk about with your group?
What I want to get to is that there are people sitting home alone, and I do meet alone. I mean, I was talking earlier about a friend of mine that passed away this year that used to do a dinner for seniors, and there were hundreds of people that showed up. And those people, in most cases, had nobody here. So this was their gathering to see friends again, to have a reset for the year, if you would. And I said, look, you're going to have people at home alone. You're going to have some families that are home alone that really are going to be heartbroken over not seeing grandma or auntie or whoever. And there's got to be some things you can help them with or we can help them with. And look, I'm thankful that the people I do have around me are around me. I'm thankful I have a table to put food on and that I have the resources to put some food on the table, you know? If you have a neighbor that you know, if you want to feel... And these are all things I don't make you feel better about yourself. I don't know. If you know somebody who's hurting for food or hurting for money, put a box together when you go to the supermarket. Buy it all. Leave it at their front door. Just ring the doorbell and run or whatever it is.
You know, it's true. And it is so helpful to the psyche for a lot of people to cook and feel, you know, cook all the traditional meals and dishes. I say go for it. Make the pies. Go crazy. And what a great thing to do. We all know neighbors that are sick, or we all know healthcare workers that can use this, or police officers. There's so many people that, you know, you can make sure you sanitize everything, even give them a couple sanitizing packets. Put a mask on. Be kind.
No mask. Sorry. Can't smell the food when I'm cooking it. We'll be back in
not
a minute.
Not while you're
Joe, cooking. Joe McCain, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Pennsylvania judge has issued an injunction to stop any further certification of election results in the state. The order set a hearing for Friday in a suit from several Pennsylvania voters challenging the constitutionality of Pennsylvania's no-excuse absentee voting. State elections officials filed an appeal with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court shortly after the injunction was issued. President Trump's campaign is also continuing their challenges of the vote in the state at a gathering of Republican state lawmakers in Gettysburg Wednesday. Trump campaign lawyer Jenna Ellis told the group that there are a few options for resolutions from their challenges.
You could call for a special election. Still, you can direct the manner of your electors. You have a variety of constitutional options, but one option should not be to ignore it and to certify a corrupted, irredeemably compromised election.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Joe McKee, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean that sincerely. Always a pleasure. Love it when you guys get involved. You send me emails or text during the show and that kind of thing. And you do want to be involved. You do want to be engaged. It's the only way to, really, it's nice to have information before you go out there and start giving it to people when you actually have no clue. That's why I tell you most of the time, don't listen to me. I'm not the expert. I bring in people like Dr. B, Dr. Bridget Melson. She joins me usually every Monday, but, you know, it was a short week, and we've got, you know, just some mental issues. I don't know other way to put it. Some issues you might be having between the ears because your family's not around and you can't go see them. Or maybe you're sick yourself, and not with COVID. Although, I don't know. I haven't heard any of the disease going through everybody but COVID. I guess we've cured everything else. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
It's a miracle.
I think so. That's what I said. It's a miracle sent by heaven, so stop fighting it. We've gotten rid of heart disease. We've gotten rid of cancer. Nobody's died of car accidents anymore. Everybody dies of COVID now.
That's it. That's it.
God.
I don't even know.
So can you imagine if you get food poisoning? You won't even die of food poisoning. You'll die of COVID or something. I don't know.
That's right.
But
it's all that hand washing. Cured everything.
So give people some things. You know, I'm home alone. My family's not calling me. I'm feeling kind of left out of everything. This is not good. What can I do to kind of brighten my own life up?
Yeah. You know, so one thing you can do is definitely go on some of these. It's called, there's like nextdoor.com, and then get plugged in with your neighborhood. You enter your address and then you get plugged into your local areas. We have one locally here. They're everywhere. And I love this idea. This lady loves to cook, and unfortunately she's got elderly parents and she is unable to get together with them, and they're in a different state. So she's still cooking. So she just put a post on Nextdoor, it's called, and said, "I'm cooking, and if you, please let me know if you guys want food. I'll be happy to sanitize, do all that, and bring you food." And she got probably over a dozen requests of families that either unable to, you know, afford it this year, or, you know, were shut-ins.
Great idea.
Isn't that cool?
Yep.
So another thing I did for an older person that wasn't able to, I checked in on them and called and went and asked, you know, got their address and plugged it into a local grocery store, really, because it's, you know, they have Instacart everywhere. And I ordered a full meal and said, "Would you be able to cook it?" And they said, "Absolutely. I just can't get to the store because they're at risk." And I ordered everything and sent it, and they took it right to their doorstep. And when she opened the door and saw all the groceries there, she was so excited to cook and just couldn't get to the store. So that's another thing you can do. Definitely check in on elderly neighbors, you know, and do the 6 foot, you know, distance. Respect, you know, the fact that they may be more at risk. Even stopping by and saying hello, you know, getting, see if they can hop on Zoom at all, you know, teach them some technology. And then last, you guys, there are so many churches around, whether you're a believer or not, they help the community. That's what God calls churches to do. And you can call any local church and get, you know, organizations, or just drop off food. People are in need more than ever. Please don't think even though you're in maybe a, you know, a more middle class to upper class neighborhood that people around you aren't in need. If anything, they're in mental health need. And then on Facebook and social media, if you haven't been kicked off, you can reach out to people. Really look at Facebook instead of trying to, you know, make a statement. Instead, go through your feed, and I do this just naturally as a psychologist, and see who's hurting, see who's alone, and reach out to them by message, you know, by a messenger, and just say, hey, I'm praying for you.
You know, it's funny how you say that, though. I agree with you. There's times where I don't hear from somebody for a long time, and I usually hear from them at least once a month, you know, something ridiculous like that. And I will just send a text message that simply says, hey, look, haven't heard from you for a while. Just wondering, are you okay? Family okay? How are you doing?
Yeah.
And it just turns them, you know, somebody was thinking about them. Doesn't matter who, somebody was thinking about them. So you're right. It makes a big difference.
It means so much, so much. And then websites you can go to are bestfriends.org, the Boys and Girls Club, Humane Rescue Alliance, United Way, Salvation Army, all of those, Feeding America, Meals on Wheels. There are, you know, organizations like Meals on Wheels that make sure everything, they'll tell you protocol and how to go about it to get these seniors fed. And they are desperate. MealsOnWheelsAmerica.org is one that's very desperate. You go say hey and give them, you know, a meal.
And this time of year, you know, thoughts of suicide, depression already skyrocket, don't they?
Already, yes. In March, you know, we saw that teens and adolescents went up over 36%. And now we're up for veterans and seniors. We're 68% higher right now. And that's expected through January. That number to me blows my mind, and it supersedes any kind of COVID death. Because this is misery. This is torture, what we're doing to a lot of people that already have underlying mental health issues, anxiety issues, depression. And then we've got governors shutting down. New Mexico is now beginning to shut down Walmarts and grocery stores. If four or more employees test positive, the store has to shut down for a minimum of 2 weeks. So now we've got all those families without a paycheck, and then neighborhoods without food.
Well, you know, the doctor industry has really taken a hit from a standpoint of in L.A., you know that the restaurants now have been shut down, not even outside food anymore. And the director of the CDC for L.A. County, she came out and said, though we have no proof, no correlation, no anything, we're going to do this anyway.
Nothing. they can't produce anything, and it's quite the opposite, and I'm so tired of the media ignoring mental health issues. It's to me more severe. I think, you know, living with anxiety and being alone and depressed is more torturous than getting COVID at this point. I really believe that, and that's what people have told me. We're at a point of pandemic fatigue. People are just
done
with it.
You know, you're right. I've seen. All right, let's end this on a happy note, okay?
Yes.
You got to have some kind of tradition. There's some kind of, you know, food that you make or dish that you make that probably is not the norm. You know, it's something maybe close to your family or what have you.
Yeah, we, you know, talk about tradition. My family loves my food. I love to cook. And, you know, we probably cook what most people
do. You're boring, right? You're one of those, like, pure white bread kind of
Hey. Yes, the green bean casserole, the yams with marshmallows, but they love my cornbread casserole. That's kind of, I don't know if everybody does a cornbread casserole, but it involves sour cream and a whole entire stick of butter. It's so good, and a pound of cheese. So that's their favorite, even though it's...
Yeah, we just had this conversation with my guest in the first hour, and I said, we don't do casseroles. This is not an Italian thing, sorry. Anyway, but no, it's really fun because usually somebody, you know, especially people from other countries, is always that dish, one or two dishes that are just so foreign to what we would ever eat or have as the norm as we see Thanksgiving. But thanks, look at people. The other thing, I'm going to give you another minute here to do a little preaching. Everybody looks at Thanksgiving as a day that we're thanking the Indians for what they gave us, or we are celebrating the day that the Pilgrims and the Indians first got together. It's not true at all. I mean, it's part of the history, but the reality is for many of us, it's giving thanks to God for the resources we have, right?
Absolutely. Yes, and I love that you say that it's part of history. Absolutely. But, I mean, we're not dressing up like pilgrims and Indians and all
of
that.
You don't do that?
Well, that's another topic, another conversation. But yeah, it is, man, and more than ever, and I do, for mental health reasons, encourage everybody to take a moment and really pray for this country together. Hold hands, wash, sanitize, then hold hands. But pray for this country and go around and at least give one thing you're thankful for. That's going to really make your guests feel good. And please, if you can, please remember to virtually include any parents or grandparents that can't be there. It sounds silly and it might sound like, you know, they wouldn't care anyway. But we do this at Christmas, you know, we virtually get online with my mom and my in-laws, and they're there opening presents with the kids. Yep. So it would mean a lot, even in the welcoming prayer and just to hang out, grab a computer. It's 2020. It's crazy. It can't get any more bizarre.
I know. Well, I just went off, you know, before all this went down, I was doing an article almost a year ago about a lot of these parents that travel and they have kids. And they say, you know, thank God for FaceTime so my child gets to see me and know who I am. You know, because I travel 7 months out of the year. And I'm going, okay, there is a limit. You know,
yes.
But anyway. All right, lady, you have a great Thanksgiving. I'm glad
you came
in on short notice. And, again, you should try.
Crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed her and she...
Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Like the fella once... 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, at get involved, get engaged, get informed. That's the big thing, is getting informed. A lot of you... You off at the mouth, you have no clues of what you're talking about, and I mean that in a respectful way. You really don't have a clue of what you're talking about. Your intentions are good, but that doesn't help. Intentions don't help people. You got to give them the right information. That's why I have Dr. B come on with me, Dr. Bridget Melson, every week. This week is a little short. She's telling us about her tradition, although not much. You're pretty much white bread, as we say here.
Nice. You know, very California of me, even though I'm in Texas.
Yeah. So I didn't know, like, you know, maybe you did like a rattlesnake stew as a Thanksgiving to a turkey.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that. Yeah, we go kill snakes all together. Everyone gets a gun, and the first one
Texas.
Gets the snake.
They do.
Well, they fry everything here, so they fry their turkeys, and there's like some kind, something called beer can turkey, or I don't know.
Whatever you got around, you gotta use what you got. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
All right, so now I was going to let you go, but I couldn't let you go because we missed a very important item, and that is politics and religion. And I got to tell you something. As a kid growing up, that was common conversation at our table, especially during the holidays. But nobody walked away hating each other. It's a whole different animal right now. But what do you think this year?
Yeah, smell. It's like telling you not to talk politics. And it's just going to happen. It always happens. I'm the one that they whisper in my ear. The aunt whispers in my ear, hey, we're not going to bring up religion. We're not going to bring up Trump, right? And I'm like, I don't know.
You just
maybe,
did. That's what I was saying. You opened the door.
If there's an opening, man, I'm in there. And you know, here's the thing. You know, there are, what, three really types of people you're going to encounter, you know, over Thanksgiving. You're going to be the ones that are just the quieter, you know, ones that sit back and they're just not going to ruffle feathers, right? God bless them, the peacemakers. They're going to be the ones like you and I that we just talk frank and we're cool about it and we're not going to get butthurt about anything. We got it. And then they're going to be, you know, Big Bubba that gets his feelings, like he gets angry. He's going to get mad. And he's the one that's going to have to remove himself and go take a walk. And I think for sure, I would keep it general about, hey, what do you think? I would ask a lot of questions. I think that is just the way to go. You know, and if they ask for your opinion, insert your opinion. But I'm all about really, I think people are so stressed. So I know I'm going to personally take a deep breath and just, I'm going to be around common believers. So that's all good. But for those that are not, which most people, you have one or two people that are going to be on the opposite side of the political coin. Definitely just ask questions, read the room, be kind. People are stressed out. I think this one time, this one year, we really just have to be gracious and show a little mercy because people are just really worried. You know, if you can keep it pretty surface, the conversation, go for it. If you find yourself getting a little annoyed, say, excuse me, I'm going to use the restroom and go take a walk and take a deep breath and ask God, you know, say serenity now, serenity now.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Tough.
That'll work.
Is that all good? Everybody's asking me, what do we say? Do we bring it up? Just, go for it. You guys know your families. You know. You know, some of us just like to bring it up because we know it gets their goat. But I'm going to try to be Christ-like.
Listen, I am an antagonist. There's no, I don't deny
yes,
it at
right.
all, at least. Because, you know, a lot of times I know what people are thinking. I mean, I know because they've talked to me about it. And then you're sitting there and listen to them talk, you go, oh, really? And then you
yes.
throw something on the table. You know it's nothing but a stink bomb, right? And,
right, right.
But part of it, too, is I feel people need to be honest about it. I mean, if you don't want to talk about it, just say, look, I'm in a different place than you are. Rather not talk about it.
Perfect.
You know, but don't lie. Don't lie, right?
No, and you make a choice not to stand up to me, then we're contributing to the problem. That's
right.
That's kind of where my mind is. You don't have to get mad and angry. You just have to say, well, I feel differently, and this is why. And make it, you know, bring the spiritual nature of this all. You know, I think this is good and evil. There really isn't an in-between. And use it, maybe if you're a Christian, as a conversation to witness to them. You know, so just don't be offensive. We don't need to be offensive. You don't need to attack the person, but if you have something to say, I see more and more of the silent majority that is not silent anymore, and I'm fine with it. It's going to be on everybody's mind. It's not going to be like the, you know, white elephant in the room.
Yeah,
it's not something to
start the fight over. But, you know, I'm one of those guys, and I know you'll appreciate this, is that when I hear somebody talking about God in a way that I know is not true, and I don't mean light
yes.
stuff, okay?
Right.
I'm talking about when I've got some idiot sitting in a booth behind me, and he's talking about how God is out zapping people and killing people, and they all go, hey,
yes.
what God are you talking about? Because that's not my God. My God's out healing
that's
people. Okay?
That's the wrong God.
You're praying to the wrong God, my friend.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
those kind of things yeah. I'm willing to, even with my family. And I've had those conversations with them because we have a mix of some people in the family kind of sort of maybe a little bit believe in God. Some are devout Christians.
Sure.
Some
yeah.
are, quote-unquote, devout Catholics. And it's okay to have those conversations. Not arguments, but it's okay to have the conversation, is it not?
It is, and that's where I say ask questions. So can you tell me more about why you believe that? And you and I both know, being on city council and being on the school board, that asking the questions of, hey, why would you do that? Why would you get rid of that book? Why are you wanting to bring that curriculum in? That they don't know. It really makes people think. And I think that's a great way. I think we all need to learn that anyway in this country, is to ask questions more specific and let them just hear themselves. That's the way to change America, and that's the way to change minds, not just shove it down their throat. They know our opinion. especially you and me. They know our opinion. Yeah. But ask them. Ask them questions. And try not to make people feel uncomfortable, but just to the point of where they are questioning things. We still want this to be a thankful and fun time. We all need it. We definitely, for our mental health.
But you said it. Help people to think. I mean, when I started the show, my questions always were, okay, so I want you to think about, why are you a Republican? Why are you a Democrat? Why are you a Christian? Right. Why are you an atheist? There has to be a reason that brought you to that point where you're comfortable saying, I am a.
100%. Right? Yes. And the majority of the, you know, I saw teens and adolescents, preteens in my practice for years. And the one thing I noticed were the biggest friction and the biggest rebellion between, you know, against the parents were that the parents are, this is how it's going to be. And those are fine for rules. But as far as politics and religion, it's better to ask. It's better to tell them how you feel, right? We live it. We walk it. I do this with our kids all the time. And when they say something that is controversial or not the way I believe, I'm like, hey, tell me about that. Why do you believe that? Okay, great. Go online and find, you know, a way to support that. And I make them do it. And that at this point, middle school on up, we need to do that because they need to know why they feel that way. We can't just shove it down their throat, but ask questions, make them prove it.
Well, you might get this. I always tell people I like playing Columbo. Okay, I like sitting there going, okay, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I don't always get things easily. So explain to me how you came to this, or, you know, help me understand why you believe this, because maybe I will too.
Perfect. And that is what drives me nuts right now with, you know, social media. There's so many people, you know, just being unkind, especially on one side over the other. But we need to teach that side to, you know, really think about what their belief system is. And, you know, they will call names anyways. I'll put questions out there or say, hey, do you have that article or can you prove that? Or why are you saying this? And why is a tree more important than human life? And they're like, go F yourself. And I'm like, okay, well, thanks. So we're done.
Yeah, where would I find that book? Because apparently that'll explain everything to me. Is that how that works?
Yeah. It's just a book.
I got a problem. I can't leave that stuff, like, on Facebook. When I'll post something and all they'll do is call me names, I'll come back at them and just say, wow, what a very well put argument with words that I can't even spell explain to me why you believe what you believe. Very good. Well done. And it aggravates them even more. You know,
you literally can't win. I'll put a Bible verse. I'll put God bless. I'm out. You know, and they're like, oh, well, you know, this and that. It's just horrible. And I'm going to find your family. And, you know, you're going to meet God sooner than later. Someone put. I'm like, okay. But
yeah, I've already met him. I know what he's about. You want to meet him too?
You're right. Death threats because I said God bless. But again, Jesus' ministry lasted 3 years. And they crucified. Well,
just tell somebody you'll pray for them and watch what happens. Right?
Oh, my goodness.
You've been there too, right?
I get both. That and that you're a mental health professional. Oh, you're poor clients. You know, it's like, okay, well.
Oh, I love what they say to me. I'd hate to be one of the kids that you watch over. Well, I don't watch over any kid in particular, number one.
That's right.
Get a grip.
Watch over, whatever that means.
Yeah, right. Like I'm going to lord over, like a little wand and I, whatever. But no, I get a kick out of all this. But it is the world for today that we, especially Christians, need to step up and change. And that doesn't mean.
We do.
I don't have enough time for this, but that doesn't mean it's a soft touch either. Jesus was not a pushover.
No, you should feel confident in what you're saying and let people be confident in letting people know that, you know, you are not going to, that it's not okay, that it's inappropriate what they're saying, and encourage them to do the research.
All right, lady, where do people find you?
DrBRadio.com. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
I hate that. It's so easy. I hate it. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to bring back some moments from the past you might enjoy. Some people you might remember. We'll be back in a few minutes, though. You listen to Real Side.